From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP's agreement to set up a $20 billion escrow fund to pay for damages from the huge oil spill in the Gulf is being welcomed by residents and political leaders in communities along the Gulf Coast. But Billy Nungesser, president of Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, says he wants to see BP's pledges to help be translated into more coordinated action on the ground.
I had a meet with BP and the Coast Guard, and I truly believe the people on the ground here are trying, but I still can't tell you honestly who's in charge.
Nungesser was on ABC's Good Morning America. BP's CEO Tony Hayward will be in the hot seat today on Capitol Hill. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now. Giles, Hayward must know that lawmakers will not be going easy on him.
Well, Craig, Hayward will likely have a tough time of it. The chairman of the House panel looking into the spill, Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan, says he expects Hayward to be sliced and diced. In his prepared testimony, Hayward is expected to say he's personally devastated and that the explosion at the offshore oil rig and the resulting spill BP is still trying to stem should never have happened and that he is deeply sorry. Hayward is also expected to try to widen the circle of blame. Other industry executives have tried to distance themselves from BP.
Thanks. NPR's Giles Snyder reporting from Washington. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel is expected to vote today on whether to recommend approval of a new emergency contraceptive that can prevent pregnancy up to 5 days after unprotected sex. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, anti-abortion groups are fighting hard to keep that drug off the market.
The new drug is called Uloprostol, and it's already being sold in Europe. It works primarily by blocking the release of an egg from a woman's ovary. And judging from several clinical trials, it does it even more effectively than the leading morning-after pill currently in use. But abortion opponents note that the new drug is from the same class of drugs as the abortion pill RU486. And while the new drug has not been shown to cause abortions in the dosage for which it will be marketed as a contraceptive, they plan to argue that it could be misused or cause what they consider early abortions by preventing the implantation of a fertilized egg. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
The European Union is poised to follow the lead of the U.S. and impose new sanctions against Iran today for that country's nuclear program. The latest economic penalties announced by the Obama administration focus on more than a dozen Iranian companies and individuals. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says it's not difficult to get firms to comply with the sanctions.
When major financial institutions, companies around the world, discover they are actually working with Iranian companies that support Iran's nuclear or missile programs, they realize it's not worth the risk. They cut off their business.
Media reports say Russia is expressing disappointment over the U.S. and European Union sanctions against Iran. This is NPR News from Washington. China's leading official newspaper says the pay of factory workers there must be boosted sharply to prevent social instability in the country. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the comments come amid a wave of strikes at foreign-owned factories in China.
A commentary in the Communist Party's flagship People's Daily newspaper says that the Made in China model is now facing a turning point. It says that the supply of low-wage rural laborers is tightening, and that will require workers to be better paid and trained. On Tuesday, striking workers in northern Tianjin City briefly shut down a factory which makes car doors for Toyota. The workers went back on the job after management promised to discuss wage increases. The official Xinhua news agency reports that the fast food restaurant KFC agreed to raise its minimum wage for workers in the northeastern city of Shenyang by $30 to $132 a month after negotiations with a local trade union. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A federal judge in California is likely to take several weeks before issuing a final decision in a trial concerning the constitutionality of that state's ban on same-sex marriage. Austin Nimix of the Alliance Defense Fund, a group opposing gay marriage, says he's confident that his side made its case in closing arguments.
Over 7 million voters in California chose to restore the definition of marriage in California, what it has been from the very beginning, as one man and one woman. They believe that that's the best environment for children.
Opponents of the gay marriage ban were represented by former U.S. Solicitor General Ted Olson, who said the measure denies gays and lesbians a fundamental right to marriage already recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.